today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Do you know, this youth crime wave is so hopelessly out of control now. We've got people, well, community leaders, and we've got the police union boss, etc., speaking. Yet you've got the councils that had the big meeting a week or so ago. I think they've introduced a 9-point plan. I mean, these are councils that were only 12 months ago saying, oh, not our business. You know, well, it is everybody's business. If you've got a leading role, leadership role, wherever, you please are needed urgently to lead us out of this this youth crime nightmare. It is just outrageous what's going on. Now, I've got to say, this is a very important article here in the Cairns Post. It's tucked away on page 8 today, but this is the sort of courage we need from our leadership. Have a listen to this. It's under the heading, Time to Roll Out the CCTV. Mareeba Mayor joins the push to install more cameras. Now, a far north mayor is calling for state government support in resources, especially CCTV cameras, to reduce youth crime in the region. This is Mareeba Mayor Angela Toppin. She said the community was fed up with the destruction caused by young offenders. This is what she said. She said, it's time. The community is absolutely fed up with youth crime and the impact it's having on our community, particularly the elderly. Everyone forgets that older people are so traumatised by what they read is going on, what they hear on the shows going on, what they see on television news is going on, and nothing being done about it. Oh, no, it'd be improper to intervene because of this, that and the other. They'll find any excuse to do nothing they possibly can. Anyway, to her credit, Angela said, particularly the elderly are terrified. Now, following the 127th Local Government Association, I won't go on the detail, that was the meeting we talked about last week in Gladstone, community leaders from our 77 councils in Queensland presented that 9-point action plan to curb youth crime. Now, Ms. Toppin said the needs of Mareeba were different from other areas in Queensland. I'll get to that in just a sec. Anyway, she said most youth offenders were not engaged in schooling. Don't we know that? You see them in the shopping centres every day all over the place in big numbers looking for an opportunity to either attack or steal or whatever. Not engaged in schooling, and parental responsibility was absent in the majority of cases with low socioeconomic status and family dysfunction. While engagement was the goal with youth offenders, she maintained older kids, this is 14, 15, 16, older kids would benefit from diversionary programs and being on country. Fundamentally, this is the sort of thing we've been talking about, the remote option. For God's sake, put some space between these offenders. They're criminal offenders. Oh, no, they're children. No, they're criminal first, children second. Put some space between these offenders and their victims, for God's sake. Diversionary programs or whatever. We've got to open up this debate. So I really appreciate Angela Toppin speaking out on this particular matter. She's the Mareeba Shire Mayor. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
And I've got to say congratulations to you for showing the courage. I don't know why, you know, local government leaders say, oh, no, it's not our, oh, no, please don't, oh, no, it's nothing to do with us. You've stepped into the void here because there is a void. Talk to me about why you did this and what you hope will come from it.
Well, as you've said so well, John, and you've articulated it all so very well, local government does not have law and order responsibilities. These are squarely the responsibility of state government, in particular Queensland Police Service. But community safety and community concerns are such that we are calling on the state government to address these issues. And as you've said very clearly, the community's had a gutful of this. And what they see happening, the consequences, etc., it's clearly not working.
Yes.
So something is just not working. And myself, as mayor and my councillors, we've been trying to address this issue as a community safety issue, and certainly in terms of advocacy, I have met with Queensland Police Minister several times. Our local police are doing a mighty job, and I shout out to them, but of course they're under-resourced.
Yes.
So when you're under-resourced, you can't do the job 100%. There is no doubt about that. Okay? So because we're the level of government that's closest to the community, councils are acutely aware of the impact of youth crime on victims, and as you've outlined, it's the business owners, the neighbourhoods, and so on. But what I really notice here in my small community is that the elderly are absolutely traumatised and terrified.
Isn't it interesting? Okay. The focus is always on the immediate victims, you know, people that were bashed or robbed or whatever else.
That's right.
No one mentions the other victims, and this is this ocean of elderly people who are now becoming prisoners in their own homes. Why? Because they're terrified to go out because of these kids, particularly. Some of them are as young as, you know, 10, 11 and 12, who are likely to have a crack at them and rob from them or whatever. I mean, it's just a living nightmare for them, but no one mentions what they're enduring. So congratulations for including them in the list of victims.
Absolutely. I mean, I encounter these poor people quite regularly, and it's probably the reason that I advocate and fight so strongly on it, because, you know, why aren't we as a community or a government looking after our elderly senior citizens? Yeah. Why? I don't have the answer to that, you know. But anyhow, as you've outlined quite clearly, there are different stages. The Local Government Association, and I thank them for their strong advocacy, has really taken up this issue with the 9-point action plan, simply because every council is feeling the problem at a local level. But as you've outlined, the local solution for Mareeba may be very different from Townsville and vice versa. Okay, so we really do need to look at local solutions, work collaboratively with the police and continue to advocate. But, yeah, that's the area that my council and the councillors here, it's the space that they're working in. We've now got a new office here in Mareeba, which was just opened for youth justice and youth safety, and that's making a big difference in terms of the people employed there dealing with these young offenders and being able to step in a lot sooner and a lot earlier to try and intervene and redirect. So very pleased that after several years of advocacy, we now have that in our shire.
What I've been hearing about the situation, particularly Main Street and Mareeba there with the elderly, there's this surly attitude of those people that spend their time hanging around the CBD fundamentally looking for trouble. And, you know, the people having to fundamentally be pushed off the footpath, having to go around these groups out on the road to get past them. This is just an example of the sort of arrogance they have to endure. Of course, you had a graffiti issue for some time too. Has that been at all addressed? There was a heck of a lot of graffiti.
Well, the graffiti has, and there's a collaboration between the Chamber of Commerce and MITRE 10, where they're able to offer resources for local businesses to free of charge to access to deal with that problem. So, and we as a council have spent many, many dollars through our cultural program, the RADF program, in sponsoring and ensuring that some of these beautiful murals are going up around our shire to engage the youth in actually making those murals, and that is reducing some of that impact on council infrastructure. And we've got a 3-year project, a mural project throughout our shire, and this we find is working very well in engaging the youth in being involved with some of the council assets.
Do you know, this is such a significant step, this 9-point release from the council from that meeting last week. Do you know why? Because we've had for an extended period of time this response, and I can understand why, because they felt it wasn't the territory, but leadership at the local government level very often said, please don't involve us here, it's not our job, leave it to the state government and the police force, etc. Now, from releasing that 9-point plan, the individual units of which I haven't got yet, but I will later in the program. The local government at a level has at last stepped into that void, and I'm hoping local government representatives stay in that void and fundamentally help the state government find answers, because we're desperate out here.
We're desperate, and so are we. And when you've got 77 councils in Queensland all saying, we are feeling this, we are hurting, something needs to be done, then it's not just one council, is it?
Precisely. I think this is a significant step forward, I've got to say, Angela, in our battle for a fair go.
Yes, it is a significant step forward. For the past 3 years, there hasn't been a local government conference where there hasn't been a motion tabled on youth crime. So it really has come to this point where the local government of association, Queensland, is saying, hey, this is a big issue. I mean, I know it's a big issue throughout the state and throughout the country, throughout Australia, but you can't keep calling it a big issue and not throw some resources to it to try and deal with the problem, right?
Exactly.
So let's start resourcing this space. Let's start looking at local-based solutions. Let's collaborate. I mean, I chair the Collaborating for Community Safety Committee here in Mareeba, and all the agencies come here and we collaborate on some strategies to help minimise this. And we're seeing some good stuff happening, like night patrols. You know, certainly the PCYC does a tremendous job in terms of engaging young people after hours. And, you know, there's tremendous collaboration there in dealing with these significant issues. Remembering always, John, that a lot of these young people that are on this treadmill come from very low socioeconomic situations, very dysfunctional families. And as I've said in the Cairns Post, the parents are AWOL. Okay, so, you know, this is what you are dealing with. But if we can get in the early stages in their youth, in early primary years, making sure that they're engaged, making sure that there's an interagency wraparound that whole family and young child, maybe then we can get them off that pathway at a very early stage. Yeah. And I've said there are different stages, but that early stage is very critical, okay? Because we don't want them doing this for the next 18 years, so to speak.
Exactly. Yes. Angela, you're to be congratulated. Thank you for this today.
Thank you. And of course, you know, our thanks goes out to the Local Government Association for really taking up this challenge and putting it front and centre in front of the state government. They've really got to step up.
Exactly.
So thank you for your time, John.
Mareeba Shire Mayor Angela Toppen, AM.